Welcome back to Byline. I'm Rick Howlett. Well, this is the segment we devote to the arts and arts-related happenings, and Aaron Keene is here with filmmaker Archie Borders to talk about his new project getting underway here in Louisville. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, thanks, Rick. Hi, Archie. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, so Pleased to Meet Me is a film based on a classic episode of the radio show This American Life that was devoted to one day in the classified ads. We have Ira Glass's intro to the segment.
This American Life, I'm Ira Glass. If you're just tuning in, all this hour we're bringing you stories that we got from the classified ads that appeared on just one day, August 25th. In the Chicago Sun-Times and in the Chicago Reader that same week. You know, often with the classifieds, you'll come across an ad where somebody is looking for something, and then practically right alongside that ad, there is somebody else who is offering the very thing that that person is seeking. You've seen this? This seems to be especially true in the musicians' classifieds. You'll see guitarist looking for drummer, and then right there, you'll see drummer looking for guitarist, right on the same page. It's kind of heartbreaking, really. So we got to thinking, what if somebody were to play matchmaker for all of those people and do what all of us think when we see those ads? Well, our producer, Starley Kine, recruited John Langford of the Mekons to do just that, to go through the classifieds and create a band culled entirely from the classifieds, to play together for exactly one day, long enough to gather together in a recording studio to record their one and only song.
So, Archie, your story, very similar, based on this American Life segment.
Yes. Very similar, and it was one of those stories that it's, what do they call it, the driveway moments when you can't stop listening. It was literally one of those kinds of things.
And so what attracted you to this story with all of the compelling stories out there to write an original screenplay based on?
Oh, wow. Honestly, the thing that was the most appealing, if you've ever worked on a film or a stage play or an art opening or whatever, is those moments where you get all these people together from, you know, all sorts of backgrounds that you may never, ever see again once that thing is over. And making a film is a lot like that. So when I first heard that story, and it's such a sweet story, and it's kind of got this bittersweet ending that we had to change for the movie, actually, but it's just one of those things that, you know, it kind of resonates on a personal level, like, oh, this was just that kind of day, one of those great days you're never going to have again.
So you have a great cast of actual musicians.
We do.
Playing musicians, yes. In the movie. Amy Mann, Loudon, yes. Wainwright, Joe Henry, John Doe. Why was it important to you to find folks for whom music was their primary career and acting is maybe a second vocation?
Well, it's a musical, so there's a lot of terrific actors out there who can play music, but the one thing about having rock stars, they're natural born performers anyway, and we just thought if we can get these guys to play these characters and play variations of themselves, the music's going to sound just a lot better than if they were faking it. Plus, you know, we got so lucky when Joe Henry jumped on board to attract this kind of talent, Amy and John Doe and Loudon. You know, John and Loudon are actors anyway. They've been acting for years and years. But also Karen Berquist from Over the Rhine. You know, people like that came on board. And, you know, just trying to replicate that anywhere. It literally, the movie's kind of turned into a real life version of the show it's based on. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, kind of. So in the This American Life episode, the song that they all ended up playing was Elton John's Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Everyone speaks Elton John.
Yes.
Are we going to get to find out which song your cast is performing?
I can't tell you right now. It's still up in the air. There's a lot being discussed. It's one thing about radio is you can get songs a lot cheaper on the radio than you can when you're trying to make a feature film. So we're working on that right now.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So, and this isn't your first rodeo.
Nope.
You've been working in independent film for quite some time. Yeah. Paper Cuts was one of your last big projects.
Yep.
So what's it like being an indie filmmaker with big screen ambitions here in Louisville, Kentucky?
It's really hard, Erica. it's fun. It's great. The great thing is, for movies like this especially, is you'd get to make them in your hometown. But, and again, a lot of people who do films here, they have other jobs. I have a production company. I've been very fortunate that does commercials and things like that. And that's been very successful. So that's allowed me to stay here and still do the films, you know, as I can develop them. And my partner on this, Mike Fitzer, we decided a while back, you know, okay, it's time to to use the company that we already have, I'm plugging it, 180, to not only produce movies, but to continue producing these commercials. So that keeps us solvent, but it lets us continue to stay in our hometown.
So is Kentucky a hospitable state for filmmaking?
It's terrific. Yeah. It's terrific. There's been a lot of efforts in recent years by neighboring states, West Virginia, Georgia, Louisiana, to offer tax credits. Mm-hmm. So it's been really difficult to lure bigger films to Kentucky. So that's been the only drawback. But, you know, shooting here has always been a dream.
So tax credits would bolster our state's filmmaking economy.
Couldn't hurt. Yeah. No, it's a tough one. It's very competitive right now. You see things like The Walking Dead down in Atlanta. It's there because of the tax credits. Mm. So
yeah, I hear that about West Virginia too. It ends
up being
cheaper.
West Virginia's got great tax credits.
There. Yeah. Romania is the cheapest, right?
Awesome place to shoot, I hear. I'd love to be there.
Probably not the best for this film. Okay, so that leads us to money, to funding. Mm-hmm. I would venture a guess that the biggest challenges for indie filmmakers are funding and distribution.
Yes.
Like you can get the equipment and you can write a great script and you can get fantastic actors, but money and access to the film are big challenges.
Right, and it's different for every film. The last couple of films were bigger budgeted affairs, and a lot of those were made, very frankly, when the economy was better. So what we're doing on this film, part of the mission of our company is to make smaller budget films, A, because it's easier to get your money back, and B, in this advent of digital technology, it's enabled us to have a smaller crew and shoot a little faster and use different formats. So we've wanted to do that, but we've raised most of the money privately, but we are supplementing with Kickstarter.
Right. So you have a Kickstarter campaign going right now.
Right
it's
now.
Live. You can.
Yes.
If you contribute, so your film is funded, and mm-hmm. yet we have a Kickstarter mm-hmm. campaign here
yes.
that has a goal of $44,000
right.
additional dollars for the budget. You're at about $6,000 right now, mm-hmm. 21 days to go, not
yep.
too shabby. And so what does the Kickstarter help fund then?
It does a couple of things. First of all, again, when we started the film, we didn't expect this level of talent. Not that we weren't excited about the film, but we thought we might get one or two, you know, pretty big names. And then all of a sudden you got six or seven. And so at that point you go, we've got to do a soundtrack that's A, represents the film well, but B, it can become a money-making opportunity as well. So a lot of the money will go towards that end. But the other part of it is, like you said, you know, growing up in Kentucky, it's tough to get on films. And a lot of times when you're on films, you're asked to intern, which is fine for a couple of days.
That means work for free.
Exactly. And you know, I remember when I first got out of film school, I was all hot and ready to go and couldn't wait to get on a film set. And the first, you know, I walked up to the AD and she says, go get me a pack of merits and some poster boards. That was her first thing. And, you know, of course you're like, sure, I just want to learn. Yeah.
God,
so
absolutely.
You do that. But after about 3 days and you're working 16 hours, you're kind of like, I'm still getting, bottom line is I want to pay PAs. Yes, you can get great experience, but frankly, when you pay people, you get better results.
Absolutely.
And it's a tough economy. I want people to make some money, and we want to supplement our crew. Very frankly, a lot of these guys are going to be working with the talent because, you know, we need people to take them around, and we want to supplement some of our equipment package, and we want to hire more people and give them on-set experience. And I do a program teaching for St. Francis High School, an artist in residence program, and I'm putting out all these students every year who want to be filmmakers. No better way to be a filmmaker than get on a set, get paid for your summer. That's another impetus behind it.
Archie Borders, job creator.
Yeah, yes.
So folks can
it's
go
all on, humanitarian.
Folks can go on to Kickstarter.com and
yes.
contribute to the film, help get some young, hungry, young aspiring filmmakers some paid jobs. It's a great thing. So, you know, when you were talking about low-budget movies that have a soundtrack, that are musicals mm-hmm. also. I think of Once, and I think of how
yes.
what a sort of sleeper success that film turned out to be. And then that turned into, you know, a great sort of musical act with The Swell Season that
yeah.
they were able to tour on. Is this...
It's a whole franchise now. It's on Broadway.
Right,
it's like,
right.
wow, you know.
Do you think you're putting... Will your dream team do some live dates? Are they going to play after
show? You just never know. Certainly, you'd love to see that happen. It was a very similarly budgeted film as mm-hmm. ours. So, and I do think talent-wise, we're certainly in the same vicinity. But, you know, at the end of the day, the film's got to be good, and it's got to touch people. And we'll get the film made and the soundtrack done first, and we'll see what happens. If we're on Broadway a few years from now, I'd love it. But I can't, right now. We've got August 27th looming. We've got a lot to do.
So Joe Henry's doing the soundtrack.
Yes, he is. Which, again, super, super excited about.
And for folks who are mainly interested in this project because of the This American Life connection, Starlee Kine, who produced the original segment, is going to make an appearance.
She's got a cameo in the film. And one other thing I want to mention very quick, and we're thrilled about Starlee being in it. Yes, we've got this national talent in, but we've also got local talent. And part of the band in the film will be played by local people. One of our cast members is Katie O'Brien, who used to be with the band Slow Break, and she's got a major role. So it's not just, hey, we've got all these established people. We're hiring locally, too, and we still have a couple other parts to fill, so those will be local musicians.
Fantastic. Do you guys hear that?
Yeah, it is.
So you're starting filming August 27th yes. Here in Louisville?
Here in Louisville, yeah.
Any locations you can let us know about ahead of time? I remember all of the, like, I just saw Orlando Bloom at, you know, Heine Brothers when Elizabethtown was here.
Yeah, you know, I do want to plug it when we start shooting, because where we're shooting I'm really, really excited about, because I probably shouldn't say anything right now just because we got to work a few things out in terms of, honestly, we don't want a crowd to show up the first day. So we got to be a little careful about that, but it's a terrific facility. It is a local, and it is a local business, and it's locally owned. So it's going to support some local people.
Fantastic. Yes. I love the local. Mm-hmm. So pleased to meet me. Pete Jones was a 90s alt singer, and he is looking for a comeback. So who's playing Pete, our star?
That's John Doe from X.
Gotcha.
And if you've ever seen him, he's fantastic. He just finished the June Carter Cash biography that shot in Louisiana because of the tax credits. that Allison Anders, who's a Kickstarter donator to our thing, directed, and he's playing Pete.
Great. And then Amy Mann is playing his producer.
He's playing his old love, yeah, who's come back into his life. It's pretty, I can't wait to see what those two look like on camera.
And so that's one way you can kind of up the stakes to take something that makes a great 15-minute This American Life segment and turn it into something that has a high enough drama to sustain a feature-length film.
Exactly. I mean, the original piece, you know, Starlee and John Langford from the Mekons, they didn't fall in love and break up and do all that stuff. So we had to kind of like, let's make up some new stuff. So there's an element of that in ours. It's also a love story and some other things going on.
Theremin player?
There is a theremin player. That's Loudon Wainwright.
I love that. I love that story. I think every film should have starring Loudon Wainwright as a theremin player.
There's going to be a cameo by his son Rufus, and I can't explain how, but it's going to be cool too.
Will Ira be in the film?
That's he's in the script. So if he doesn't, it's going to be, you know, Myron Bass or something. But yeah, we're hoping Ira will play himself at the end. He's supposed to. We'll see how it works out.
Great. And so then the plan is after it's cut and edited festivals, theatrical release?
You never know. Again, we would love to premiere at something like a South by Southwest. Would love to do the Flyover Film Festival here in town. Again, local. You never know theatrical life, what that will be like. We hope to be theatrical. We'll see.
Great. Thanks a lot, Archie.
All right. Aaron Keane with Archie Borders. Archie, good luck with the film. We look forward to hearing about it as you go along.